It's a rainy afternoon in Lisbon, but Melissa Rodrigues has still managed to gather together dozens of people to dance in the train station in the city centre to say no to violence against women.
One out of three women around the world, like if you're sitting in a group of three people, that means one must have, you know, maybe was victim of violence at some point of her life. So it's really scary.
For weeks, 27-year-old Melissa Rodrigues has been working to organize this campaign. She wants to make people think and to change their mentality.
I raise my arms to the sky. On my knees I pray.
Last year, Melissa participated in the 1 Billion Rising movement in Delhi, India. That's a global campaign against violence against women and girls. The dance event took place right after a woman was raped in a bus, a story that made headlines all over the world. This year, Melissa has brought the 1 Billion Rising event to Lisbon. She's focusing on the problem of violence against women in her home country, Portugal.
In Portugal, it's more about domestic violence. It's more between a husband and a wife, or a girlfriend and a boyfriend. And what happens remains unknown, so it's not reported to the police.
Melissa says the victims are often too ashamed to talk to their friends about what they've been through.
People are ashamed of it. They are even ashamed to talk to their friends or family. So it's something that people keep as a secret. And people must know that it's not normal. It's not okay. And people must rise up.
Even though men are invited to participate, the crowd here at the 1 Billion Rising event in Lisbon was mostly made up of women.
I think maybe men were intimidated a little bit of everyone wearing pink and dancing, and maybe men do not like as much to dance in public.
Even though he is in the minority here today, Marco Sousa came to the event with his girlfriend.
I think that it's something important for us to know. It's something that is happening under the covers.
For Melissa, the solution is re-educating men.
We need to go back to the concept that, you know, how women are objectified and how men are raised in a way that they believe that they can treat women like this. So it all starts with educating men, how to educate your children well so that they stop doing this in the future.
29-year-old Sofia Marques has been rehearsing for many weeks to prepare for today's choreography.
I think it's very important because despite we are a developed country, the issue of domestic violence is still very present, much more than we think it is. And I think it's important that everybody is aware of this.
Melissa studied economics and worked for 4 years in an international company. Then she quit her job and went to the UK to study globalization and development. That was the changing point in her life when she started down a path of helping others. After completing her master's degree, she went to India to work for a NGO that promotes women's empowerment. Now back in Portugal, the 1 Billion Rising event is only the beginning of her efforts for change.
Because for me, money doesn't equal happiness. And it's way more gratifying to do something that is slowly changing a reality which has to change. And if people don't dream or don't believe that this can happen, then how will it happen?
This is Nadia Diniz for DW in Lisbon. Yeah.